kid, I was fascinated by astronomy. Of course, those were the days of the space race, so everyone was excited about astronomy. And then later on, when I was about 11, I became really, really interested in mathematics. Thought I'd be a mathematician. I remember at the young age when I was so excited about astronomy, being very afraid that when I grew up, astronomers would have to go into space. And while I was fascinated about space exploration, the idea of having to do my work in space was a little scary. I can see now that that fear was a little exaggerated, because nowadays, extremely important and exciting astronomical observations are made by satellites in space. But the astronomers who plan the experiments and analyze and interpret the data do their work on the ground. It's a thrill when one actually figures something out. And I once read something Feynman wrote, and I have to tell you that my discoveries are not on the same level as Feynman's. But nevertheless, he described in his writings the feeling when you've finally figured out a problem and you know that the answer is right. It just feels right. The pieces fit together like they didn't do before, and you can relax. And while my discoveries are not on Feynman's level, at the same time, I have had that joy of discovery on a number of occasions. And what Feynman wrote about the feeling you get when the pieces fit together and you know it's right is something I've experienced a number of times. As for the excitement of science, one general remark I would make is that nowadays there are not new continents to be discovered and explored, but there are the same wide open horizons in science and mathematics too that have been there for hundreds of years. If science and math appeal to you, those are fields that you really should pursue and get as far as you can. It'll enrich your life greatly what you can learn, and the opportunities for great discoveries are there today as much as they have ever been in the past.